the work.
Guys, what makes people suffering hit even harder is the new world that we live in. How easy it has become to constantly compare yourself to others. That's what makes it even harder to cope. It is human nature to compare ourselves to others, to have a sense of where we stand in life, in society. I mean, everybody does it. It is inevitable. Humans always have. But the problem now is people compare themselves to the best anywhere in the world. Especially men, because we are innately more competitive. If you are a wolf, you just need to be faster than the rabbit. You didn't have to be as fast as a cheetah. You didn't have to be as strong as a lion. But now you compare yourself to the best of the best because of technology and globalization. Everybody is on their phones. They can see how hard they are getting mocked. Some poor kid in a village where nothing ever happens can see the magnitude of the mock. And then he goes and falls victim to get-rich-quick schemes. Then you have women. They can see what kind of life they are missing out on. They compare themselves to other women on social media. What kind of life others live. And try to be like that woman, to have that kind of lifestyle. I mean, guys, just yesterday there was an article saying that 5% of young women in the UK now run an OnlyFans account. That is 1 in 20. That is crazy, bro. Because they want to have that lifestyle, the lifestyle of girls they see on social media 24/7. Only 20, 30 years ago, people lived in their small communities and they didn't even get to know how hard they were getting mocked. Now, even though comparing yourself to others is natural, human nature, because we are inherently social animals, the technological revolution cranked this up to 11. Now, the dude on the other side of the world, living in the jungles of a country like, let's say, Nicaragua, you know, uncharted jungles of Nicaragua. Now he can see how much he's getting mocked. How can you cope when the sheer difference, sheer unfairness is right in front of you? It is this availability, visibility, and globalization that makes the suffering hit a lot harder. And there is no reversing this, guys. Technological revolution really rang a bell you can't really unring. The only thing you can do is to adapt. That is the only way out of it. If you are happy with it, if you are happy with how things are, that is fine, of course. But I get so many people basically asking me the same thing. I can easily tell the underlying cause. The names change, you know, the circumstances change, their ages change. But the underlying problem, the underlying cause is the same. They can't make their peace with this new world, but they can't adapt to it either. Guys, those days are gone and never gonna come back. We are living in a very unique era where the pace of change is exponential. It took humanity hundreds of thousands of years to finally come up with agriculture. You could fast forward 10,000, 50,000 years and basically nothing would have changed. Imagine, bro, the invention of wheel happened only 5,000 years ago. Only 300 years ago, there were no cars. But now we are making spacecraft. The speed of change is truly exponential. For most men, this change will be a net negative. There is no denying that. The real purchasing power is down. More competition for everything, pretty much everything. Women can freely date up. They earn more than men. Immigration, mobility of workers, you know, AI squeezing the job market even harder. These are just facts. But honestly, the only thing you can do is either make your peace with it or try to adapt to it. You don't have any other choice, bro.
Before the internet, did you ever know a 20-year-old self-made millionaire?
No.
No. These kids aren't supposed to have this much money. They're dumbasses. They're children. Before the internet, the idea that you could become a self-made millionaire at 21 was absolutely impossible. No one would even take you seriously in a business meeting. It couldn't be done.
He's right. There is just more possibility of transfer of wealth these days. Before internet and social media, there was just no way for a 19-year-old, 20-year-old, nobody to become a self-made millionaire. But now this is possible. Not easy, but very much possible. I mean, I know some guys from this community, guys who became millionaires just because they invested in crypto early on. They don't have to work another day in their lives. This wasn't possible before, guys. There was just no way unless you were some exceptionally talented 19-year-old athlete or, you know, some sort of other celebrity. There was just no way. Upward mobility is a lot easier nowadays. The problem is the fact that this ain't gonna be achievable for the vast majority of men. So when the comparison is so accessible, so easy, you turn on your phone and see those muggers, it becomes a losing game for the vast majority of men. I mean, 1 in 20 young women in the UK are running fans accounts. Now everybody wanna get rich quick because the comparison is in your face 24/7. That is the problem. If that number is accurate, guys, if that is true, 1 in 20 number is true, that is beyond brutal, guys. Like, what are you even supposed to do as an average-looking guy with no money, young guy with no money? You can't trick, you can't even fool yourself into believing that women are interested in you and not in your money. Technological revolution absolutely decimated the value of the average man. Even the beta box option is gone for the average male. This is why I get it, man. I understand if one doesn't want to play the game at all. A bullet has left the barrel and there is no reversing its course. And guys, this is not something you can stop by mainstream politics.
Statement today about farmers. Our farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years and they've worked great and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else. And we have 500,000 Chinese students coming in. I've always been in favor of it. Does it mean you... That you have to watch people? Yeah, you have to watch students, but you have to watch other people also. I've always been strongly in favor of it. I think it's a great thing. It's also, it's good for our schools. It's good for, I think it's good for our country. I'm also in favor of having them stay. I've been in favor of letting them stay. If you get educated for 4 years, you're willing to get educated for 4 years. I like people being able to stay. You know, they have some great students. You have some, yeah, that's, these are Republicans clapping. You know, because a lot of Republicans don't like that idea. I happen to like it. I'm a real Republican, believe it or not. But I like the idea. They go 4 years. To me, that's almost like, you know, getting your, just buying your way in a very legitimate way.
About 6 months ago, just a week after Trump got elected, I told you guys this, word by word. Didn't I tell you they would make sure that there are some hysterical deportation scenes that Republicans celebrate and leftists rage over? But when you look at the actual course of the country in the long term, you would see that nothing significant would have changed. You would find that the losing section of the society is still losing. Losing even harder, bro. And just this week, Trump announced that he would come up with a new executive order to amnesty illegals that work in certain sectors. So there you go. And not only that, he wants diploma mill graduates to be able to stay in the US a lot easier as well. Mostly Indian and Chinese students who got a degree. It is not only amnesty, it is this as well. Yesterday's illegals will be tomorrow's legals. While the oofy-doofy Bob celebrates some online deportation videos, Trump is gonna pull the rug out from under him. That is what's gonna happen, bro. And I've got some bad news for people who expect drastic changes under Trump administration. The best you can hope, the best you can expect, a little less immigration, a little less inflation. That's about it. That's gonna be it, bro. And even immigration, like even on immigration, I have my doubts. I wouldn't get my hopes up if I were you. People say immigration, but guys, trust and believe. If the corporations feel like there is need, they are gonna let it happen, one way or another. If not through illegal immigration, they are gonna do it legal way. They are gonna just ease up the legal ways. Guys, will there be no changes? There will be some changes, but not the ones that matter. They will pay some lip service and make sure that there is some hysterical leftist outcry. They are going to produce some viral videos, ICE deportation videos. They will make sure that there is some outcry to please their crowd. And they are going to say, look, look at the leftists. They are crying and seething over the deportation videos. You see that, guys? ICE raided this house and family were left crying. Are you guys tired of winning yet? But at the same time, under the table, they will ship your jobs to India. When I made that video 6 months ago, some people in the comments were like, oh, Riyab, it is just you being nihilistic. It's gonna make a big difference, bro. Guys, it wasn't me being nihilistic. It was me understanding the system. contemporary mainstream political system. Not even 6 months passed, and I was proven right. When Trump's rich friend called him, he didn't say, "Wait, did you just admit to me that you broke the laws not to pay American workers a little bit more?" Instead, what does he do? He was like, "Oh, don't worry about it, buddy. Your workers, you know, the ones you hired illegally, just to avoid paying an American a little bit more, no problem. They can stay." That just shows you where his loyalty lies. And the same goes for the other end of the spectrum as well, guys. The same goes for Democrats as well. They are no different. They are gonna throw you under the bus before they let you cut into their profits. There are certain agendas, certain policies that they are not gonna let the oofy doofy on the street vote away. There is just no such word, bruh. No such word. They won't let oofy doofy set deep state policies with their vote. If the state wants to take away your freedoms, they can do it with the parties that campaign on freedoms. Freedoms and limited government. Remember who passed the Patriot Act to spy on you. And if they want to take you to war, they can do it with a political party that campaigns on peace. The Trump Project was always going to end up like this. More foreign graduates mean higher bargaining power for people like Trump. You can never beat the House by playing the game by their rules. That is why Trump Project was always going to end up like this, more or less. Maybe less illegals, but you are going to see more legals instead. If anything, I would say that is worse. Worse for the local workers, because now there will be more legal competition. Illegals of yesterday are going to be the legals of tomorrow, because people are not going to pay coyotes 20k, 10k, 20k to cross the border. Instead of paying that money to coyotes, they are going to give it to diploma mill colleges. That is the difference you are going
to
get.
To me, that's almost like, you know, getting your, just buying your way in a very legitimate way.
Now you will be replaceable even more easily. The company that is looking to replace you won't have to resort to breaking the laws. If anything, I would say that is worse.
Не, понимаете, я уже общался и с одним президентом США, и с другим, и с третьим. Президенты приходят и уходят, а политика не меняется. Знаете почему? Потому что очень сильна власть бюрократии.
Under that video, another argument was, oh yeah, elections matter because of social media freedoms. Just remember who passed the Patriot Act. Oh yeah, Republicans, bro. Absolute free speech champions. The very same people who want to require an ID, government-issued ID, to open a social media account.
Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden, people have to stand by what they say.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet, and I want it by name.
Guys, there are certain policies which actually matter, that your oofy-doofy vote cannot change. There is no such word, bro. That is not being nihilistic. That is just understanding today's political landscape. Yesterday's illegals is tomorrow's legal. Yesterday's enemy is today's recruit. In this day and age, they don't even bring the immigrants here to the West to ship your job out. That is why they are so in favor of globalization. There's a shift. And honestly, there is nothing you can do about it. Instead, you should be looking to take advantage of it, make use of it. Understand it as it is, something that is simply out of your control, and try to turn it into an advantage. For the average dude, yes, it is going to be a net negative. But it doesn't have to be that way for you individually. LuxMax surgeries weren't as easily accessible before. Even basic procedures usually required general anesthesia, was prohibitively expensive, wasn't as effective. Disinformation, LuxInformation, wasn't right at your fingertips. The same goes for geomaxing as well. So there are some ways to make use of the newer world.
Holy shit! I am proud to be a European. I will not show embarrassment to be a European. And I will continue to spread European culture.
I just love how he's like, let's see how they like it when it is down to them. Meanwhile, everybody in the sub is looking at him smiling. Nobody's saying a thing. People are smiling even though he's blowing out their eardrums. On purpose too. Bro, they low-key wish there were more dudes like you there. But he can't even realize this. The mindset he has is actually crazy. I won't show embarrassment for being European. Bro, you should show embarrassment for being a cringe maxer like that. You are purposefully blowing out people's eardrums, and they are still smiling at you. That is the power of JBW. You try pulling something like that in the West, you're probably gonna get clocked. But they are smiling at him, wishing they could speak to him, wishing there were more people like him. Oh, let's see how they like it. Bro, they are enjoying it. They are wishing there were more people like you. You will be treated better than the locals in ethnic countries. That is the power of JBW. And this is simple facts, guys. Like, this is facts. That is why I am in favor of geomaxing. Technological developments don't always have to be a negative. That is also why I am telling so many young men, young viewers, there is a world out there, bro. Oh, you are not offering any solutions, Rehab. Just because I am not selling you $600, $800 masculinity courses, charging men hundreds of dollars just to tell them, do the work, doesn't mean there are not solutions to be found between the lines of my videos. There are different solutions for different people. Funny enough, I probably helped more men find success than those dating coaches, those masculinity gurus like Richard Cooper. My advices are a lot more feasible, a lot more practical. Yes, tech and globalization did mess up a lot of stuff. But somehow you could turn this into a positive.
The West is in the decline. The fabric of society is crumbling. Women in the West are no good. They're no longer feminine. They're too feminist, blah, blah, blah. And they'll say, go get a passport and go to Asia, go to Latin America, Colombia, go to Eastern Europe, you know, one of these places. And sure, the women are more feminine. They're way less tattooed. They've generally got culinary skills. They leave their hair long. They do their makeup all the time. But they're still women. And women are hypergamous around the world. What women want is the best deal that they can possibly get.
And that best deal is simply not the same everywhere. There's only so many 6'2 white guys you can find in Asia or Latin America. Now, that is also getting more common because of globalization. But it is still nowhere near the same as the West. But of course, this information doesn't work for him. If you stay in the West, he knows you are going to keep going through the ringer, no matter how much work you do. And in result, you will keep going back to him, which is exactly what he wants.
It's not like they're going to be more agreeable in Colombia or more agreeable in the Philippines or Thailand. They're still women. They're still going to be women. They're still going to be difficult. They're still going to issue tests and challenges for you to pass.
Women will be agreeable for the dudes they are attracted to. So yes, it is going to be much more likely that you are going to find a woman who is more agreeable.
Take this guy that lives in his mom's basement. He's like your typical 40-year-old virgin. He has a collection of all his toys and anime things up on shelves. He's got his video game and console with a big screen and headphones and like a lounge chair, and he's grossly overweight and he can't find a girl in the West. But he's got 4 weeks off from his postal job that he's been at for 20 years, and he goes to Asia and brings a wife back, and the whole thing collapses in a huge explosion of nonsense.
What he doesn't understand is that even the guy who is not morbidly obese, who's not playing video games all day long in his mom's basement, that guy is also struggling. Do the work. Bro, people who do the work are also struggling in today's day and age. Gym-maxed guys with jobs are also going through the ringer. Geomaxing is not advocating for going to Asia, going to Latin America, and bringing some, you know, green card chaser to the West. And I am gonna tell you this, most of those guys, geomaxers, are not even obese. That should tell you enough how bad it's gotten in the West. The fact is, yes, a woman might be inherently attracted to the best-looking dude with status and choose the best that is available. They might be same everywhere when it comes to selection. But your competition is not the same everywhere. Goes back to the very same thing he said. The best deal they can get, exactly. The best deal you can get is not the same as the best deal anywhere in the world. Big difference. You don't have to be as fast as the cheetah or as strong as the lion. You just gotta be faster than the prey.
Suck with women in the West, you're gonna suck with women in the East and Latin America or wherever else that is that you're gonna go.
Bro, I am telling you, that is not true. So many people I have seen, both in real life, in Asia, in other countries, but also people I know from the community. They didn't marry those girls and bring them to the West. They had fun, the fun they couldn't have in the West. The ones who wanted long-term, more serious relationships got them as well. I have seen this in real life as well. Like, I would meet expats with Asian girls next to them. And I would think to myself, dude, most people, most of my viewers probably mock this guy. Most pictures I see from the community mock this guy. Or if you suck in the West, you are gonna suck everywhere. That is just not true. That is not the way life works. Everything is relative. He operates from the premise of women are only interested in money. Because that is the only way he was able to get some, to get anyone. People are solipsistic in nature, guys. When you are a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Surely this happens to everyone, right? Everyone is like me, right? Just because the only way they were able to get some female attention was through tricking and flashing money, they think geomaxing is about falling victim to some woman who's passport hunting. And a lot of boxing men have this in common. They want to think like that because that is the only way they can get women. Do the work. The work meaning paying him $4,000 for an hour long call. But to wrap this up, guys, yes, we do live in a weird transition period nowadays. This will be a net negative for the average man. There is no denying that. There is no reversing that course. But there are some things you can do. You can do to adapt. Something that a lot of people can't make their peace with is the fact that the old times are gone and never gonna come back. Don't be a free agent in life.